Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Elizabeth. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you, Leah, for asking me, even though I don't know if I really want to thank you. This is way out of my comfort zone, way out. But God has me growing, and that's good. So I come from AA, and you just don't say no to an AA request or a 12-step request, and so there's no way I could have said no. So although over a week ago we were going out of town, and Leah texted me, and I was so happy because I got to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going out of town," and then she got me afterwards. But that's good. It's good. I love the 12 steps, and I love that we share our experience, strength, and hope, and what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I think that's what was the draw for me, is because I could relate to people and nobody was preaching to me. So that's what I'm going to do today, is share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I'm from Pennsylvania. I grew up in Pennsylvania. To a nice family. My sister and brother were gone a lot. My sister was overseas for a year. My brother was a he went to private school, and my mom and dad I was close to, and they were normal eaters. They were just normal. My dad, are you allowed to say food in here? Certain foods? Okay. So my dad, he one time, I'm in the kitchen, I'm in high school probably, and he comes out and he grabs this little bitty cookie and he breaks it in half and he puts the other half back, and I'm going, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I just want the flavor." Nip, what? What? I looked at him, I'm like, "What are you talking about?" So I am the total opposite of that. Like, when I would come home from school, I would get my bowl of ice cream, and what I really wanted was the whole half gallon, if not really a gallon. And I could have eaten it no problem, but my mother was a type 1 brittle diabetic, so I really knew how to eat well. And I of course was not going to, because I wouldn't want my mother to see me eating like the whole half gallon at once. So I kept it under control somehow. But so I grew up in that home, and it was nice. And then I went to college in Pennsylvania, also away from home, though 2 hours away. And then I got to eat the way I wanted to eat. There was no controlling, there were no boundaries, and nobody was there to tell me. And the cafeteria, you could eat whatever you wanted. So I did. And as you heard, I'm also a recovered alcoholic, so I drank and ate just the way I wanted to, and I gained like 33 pounds. And I'm not even 5 foot tall, so I kind of weebled my way around college, and I was, the self-esteem and all that, it was not good, because I was fat and I was uncomfortable, but I couldn't stop. That was the thing. I would say, "I'm gonna diet Monday. I'm gonna diet Monday." Well, Monday would come and go. I just rarely failed at diets. I just totally, diets, they work. I couldn't do them. So, after college, I moved to Arizona with my roommate from college, my best friend from college, and we moved out to Arizona together. She was a normal eater too. I don't know how I kept finding them, but anyway, what do I found out I was hypoglycemic when I got out there. So they put me on a the doctor put me on a high protein, low carb diet, which was great. I lost weight. I felt good. But the problem was, it didn't deal with this, the mental obsession with sugar. I just couldn't stop thinking about sugar. So I eventually did go back to eating sugar. And yeah, I just kept eating sugar. And, I want to make sure I don't forget some of this, because I meeting work the steps. Okay, so I got out to Arizona, and I met my future husband at the time, not who I'm married to today. And he introduced me to Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's how I came into the 12-step program. I was just turning 22. I mean, just turning 22. As a matter of fact, I was really kind of mad because I only got a year legally to drink, but that's how the alcoholic mind works. So that's a different program, but I was 18 years in AA when I found I didn't find, I had heard of OA. I just hadn't wanted to go in. I used to walk my property, and that we have a perimeter trail, and I have a lot of animals, and I'd walk these, I had 9 dogs, and I'd walk the property and I'd say, I just want you to know, God, I am not giving up the sugar. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not. So, that's a clear sign that there might be something to think about there. And I was thinking today when I was going over my talk, I couldn't remember why I came into OA or how I came into OA, but then I remembered, and this is with my current husband, who's never seen me drink, but he's seen me eat. And he's a total normie with food. He can forget things are in the refrigerator. It just baffles me. But we were having ice cream one night, Splenda. I'd gone to the Splenda thinking that was the cure-all. And he walked out of the cat. He went out to do something outside of the cabin. And I went back to the freezer and I started shoveling it into my, oh, I forgot to turn my timer on. I'm glad somebody's timing me. Shoveling it into my mouth. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I have finally hit the point of I'm hiding it. It reminded me of alcoholics I heard of. And I'm like, I'm hiding my food from my husband. This is not okay. So I found an OA. I think what I did was we were up at our cabin and there weren't OA meetings. So I was using AA, even though I went to AA, but when they would say alcohol, I would think in my head food or sugar. And I it was not the prettiest thing. I used soda and gum to come off sugar and that. But what I did was I called my AA sponsor because I knew the difference between a diet and this would have to be the 12 steps. I wanted peace with food, although I don't think I knew when I was getting into the 12 steps what exactly would happen, but I knew I had to work the 12 steps if I wanted it to be different than a diet. So I called my AA sponsor and I did the first 3 steps with her. And then we came down the mountain from our cabin and I started going to regular OA meetings in person. And I just prayed at this meeting. I'd been there before and I prayed, God, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed, who should be my sponsor? And I really liked this one woman's spirit. I just really liked her. Now she was still overweight. Actually, she was probably still obese at the time. But I really liked her. And then we went around the room and she said her name. And I don't think I've shared this yet, but my dear friend, my best friend from college that I moved out to Arizona with, she was killed in a car accident with her 2.5-year-old daughter. And when it came around to my sponsor, now my sponsor, her friend, or her, when she said her name, my friend, she said my friend's name. And I thought, she's the one. So, and I was thinking today too, when I was practicing my talk here, that I remember the room and when I asked her. And we've been sponsee for almost 20 years. So, what a blessing. God just led me. I mean, we have walked through deaths, my parents' death, her deaths and her family. We've walked through life together. We've walked through joys and everything. But the first thing we did when I got with her was we walked through the steps. And we did the traditions too. And we've done the steps. I've done the steps with her more than once. I've got a food plan, and that was a process. I don't give things up well. Like I gave up the sugar, and I am always whiny. I really am. I'm better now, but boy, and in my head I could picture like, oh, when it came to, I didn't want to give up. I followed her into the 90-day program, kicking and screaming. Didn't really want to do it. Didn't want to weigh and measure. Oh, everything I whine or bitch about ends up to be like the best thing for me. It has brought me so much peace. I even weigh and measure. You'll hear I have a lot of animals, and I weigh and measure my horses, my steers, and my donkeys' hay because I have no shut-off valve for them either. Like, I have no shut-off valve. No, people can look at a plate and say, wow, that looks like a lot of food. Really? Not to me, it doesn't. Looks like, eh, maybe. But so I still don't have that. I can judge when I go out. When I go out to eat, I pray and I guesstimate. But on the whole, when I'm home, I weigh and measure. And it just has brought me peace. Three meals a day, nothing in between. And then I don't have that busy, busy, busy head of worrying about the food. It's just disappeared. And I will say that that's one of the greatest gifts of working the 12 steps is the peace I have around food. I can be around it. I have it in my home with my husband, and I just really don't care anymore. Now, sometimes I might get a smell at the bakery or something, and I just say, oh, nope, not my food. And I don't romanticize it. Thank you, God. And off to something else. So I got my sponsor. We did the steps. And then what do I have here? Let's see. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not usually a speaker, so this is a big thing for me. I hope I don't know how long I'll make, but I'm gonna do the best I can. Since I talked about my animals, I have a lot of animals, and God uses them to teach me things. I had a working dog, and she was ready to go, 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 go. And I would be like, Daisy, no mental. Please, no mental. And says we're going out the door. So when my mind starts taking off on me, I'm like, Elizabeth, no mental, no mental. And so I pray and I pause. And this year, I'm really into the pause. I've started codependency work. God always leads me somewhere else. And now I'm working on my codependency. And so it's in the pause. I'm just working on the pause. It's amazing the pause. The pause gets me humble. I'm an overreactor. If I pause, I usually don't overreact because I remember to pray and breathe. So I'm, it's in that pause. Other things with my animals is my steers. I have three, Henry, not Henry. Henry's passed away. Jersey, Ollie, and Austin. And Jersey, I used to ride. Used to ride saddle and bridle and everything. He's the deer. So I would lay down with usually Jersey and lean against him. I was thinking today, I haven't done this in a while and I need to go out and do it. And I would just pray and be with them and listen to them chewing their cud and looking at nature and just being. And I love that. God just helps me to be because I'm not, as you probably tell, I'm not kind of a, I'm learning. I am mellowing a little, but I still struggle with that sometimes. So yeah, I get that. Oh, one other thing with Daisy, my dog. I used to, well, it might not just have been her either. One of the mantras, I'm good with mantras because my mind, so it helps me repeat in a healthy way. With my animals, gentle hands, kind heart, and loving thoughts. And I would repeat that if I was getting frustrated or anything, and I do it out in public too, gentle hands, kind heart, loving thoughts, because that's how I want to be today. Recovery for me isn't just like the food, not eating the and obsessing about the food. It's walking peacefully and being the best representation for me of recovery and my faith. I want to be the best representation of that I can be. And that's, of course, being of service too. The other day, oh no, first I want to finish. I had a rescue horse that was just a deer, and his name was Blue. And Blue just would worry so much. If those of you that don't know or aren't familiar with horses, I put fly masks on them when that goes over their ears and around their face to protect them against flies on their eyes. And Blue would get so worried about the fly mask coming up over his face and his ears. And he was tall, and I'm not even 5 feet tall. So he would raise his head up real high and he'd be so scared of this fly mask. And when we worked on it for a long time, day, I mean, month, who knows how long, it was a long time. And one day I was just so frustrated. I was like, Blue, come on. This is not new. We work on this every day. I put this on every day. And then I remembered to pause. And this was before I was really into the pause. And I remembered to pause and I prayed. And the next thought that came to me was, sing, Elizabeth, sing to him. And I'm not, I'm Christian. So I sang Away in a Manger and I sang it. And he dropped his head and I put it up over his ears and I hit the Velcro and I just started to tear. I just knew it was God. That was not me. It was God. And
Five
yeah, it
minutes
was
have
just,
settled.
thank you very much. Thank you so much. And yeah, that was one of those moments where you're just like, wow, thank you so much, God. What a gift. What a gift. And you would think like other people outside the program be like, what the heck does that have to do with, food recovery? Well, for me, that's what food recovery is. It's brought me peace and contentment and how to be kind and loving to animals and people. Not that I wasn't, but I think the program has helped me grow up. It's helped me to say no, thank you. And without being like worried whether I hurt somebody's feelings if I can't. I mean, I try to be kind and I try to, if I go out to eat, I try to look ahead, and my friends would be shocked if I didn't bring extra vegetables and a fruit. I mean, they're so used to me now, my close friends. If I go out with people, I don't know, if we're going somewhere, I just let them know my food stuff. It's also taught me discipline, humility. I wrote this down: peace, contentment, joy, less self-absorbed. I'm not totally self-absorbed, but less self-absorbed. And I just always ask for God's guidance. And there's one story I want to end with now that I'm at the end. This past week, I was doing a 10 step on the phone, going into the grocery store with a friend, and I was looking at my area. I was selfish, judgmental, self-righteous, kind of my normals at times. And so we each prayed, and I said, God, please guide me in this grocery store that I may be of service to someone else. And the other friend prayed the same thing, and I went into the grocery store. I see my time is running down, so I'll try to hurry this. And I'm in the checkout line after shopping, and I realize I forgot my husband's mayonnaise, and I run back to get the mayonnaise, and nobody was behind me, and I run back, and my cart's still there, and nobody's bothered it. And this woman was coming up, and I told her, oh, thank God I remembered my husband's mayonnaise. And we start talking mayonnaise. Well, we end up talking about her gastric bypass, and I mentioned that I was in Overeaters Anonymous and that I had peace with food. And she said, I've been to OA. And she goes, you really have peace with food? And I said, yeah, I really do. And we just ended up talking and laughing. And I gave her my number. And she said, I'm going out of town, but I'll call you next week. And I hope she does, because what a gift. What a gift. And I walked out of there and I knew it was God, because, timing. I mean, the right time, everything. I still get amazed. I still get amazed. But I'm God guided today, and I just thank you all so much. And I know this wasn't a perfect talk. Oh, that's enough. And at one time, new puppies, I'll just share this. And the trainer I had this past year, they're so wonderful, and I'm training them so good because Daisy made me crazy. So these new puppies were really working on training. And he said, Elizabeth, I think you're a little perfectionistic. I got such a charge out of that. So between my puppies teaching me discipline and to lighten up a little, and you don't need to be so perfectionistic, I'm walking through this day abstinent and sober and so very grateful. And I forgot to tell you all that this meeting, I don't think I said it, this meeting was so special to me because I had a horse accident and I was in a neck brace for 3 months, and I came here pretty much every day for 3 months, and I am so grateful to this meeting. So I'm so glad it's over, though. I can't tell you. I'm really glad I did it. I'm so glad I did it. Woohoo! Anyway, thanks everybody. Have a great day. Yay!